Blog Talk Radio.
You know, when the Lord gives me a word, I say, Lord, I ask him, I minister to myself as he gives me this word. But he gave me four words. He gives me a word, but he gave me four. And the word tonight, family, is I a giver. Jesus. Praise be to God. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in your Son, Jesus, almighty name, Father, I come to you humbly, Father, to say, Father, if you could just empty me, Father, fill me up. Fill me up, Father, with your Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit speak to me. Let me just die of self, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the hearts are open to receive the word as you use me, Father, as your vessel. I pray, Father, that the word doesn't fall on deaf ears. I pray, Father, that we all are receptive just to receive what you have, the word, as me, as your vessel, sharing tonight. In your Son, Jesus Christ's almighty name, Father, I petition my feet of God, family. If you have your Bibles tonight, let's get them because this is going to be fun. I always say you get excited about the word of God. You get excited about what he's doing now. What he did yesterday is something that he's doing new right now. So, and hallelujah is the highest praise. We just can't help but praise him. I always say I'm going to praise the Lord. This is Thursday, thankful Thursday. I'm going to be so thankful for him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him over my circumstances. I'm going to shut out the world's circumstances, and I'm just going to praise him. He said, we should look up. There cometh our help. Look up. We should not be walking around as a believer with our head hung down. Look up and call on the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, the name Jesus. It just calms our spirit. No matter what's going on around us, what's going on within us, calling on the name of Jesus. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. Always say, what a friend I have in Jesus. He said he calls us his friend. We got to use that helper family, also utilize our helper. He said, I go away and he was going to leave us the Holy Spirit. So just utilize the Holy Spirit. In the times of need, when you think you can't see your way, ask God, ask the Holy Spirit. Let him lead our way. Praise be to God. Again, family, my subject tonight is, am I a giver? I always say this is something we can all honestly ask ourselves as believers, as a believer, as imitators of Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, he's the giver of our salvation. As children of the Most High God, who gave his one and only begotten. Hallelujah. We should all be shouting hallelujah. Am I a giver? Always say, do not let us fail in the sight of God. We may be okay in man's sight, but in the sight of God. Being successful in ourselves, doing for ourselves and no one else. Jesus. Am I a child of God? Am I a child of God? And as a believer of Christ Jesus, am I a giver? Family, giving is vital. When you think about giving, it's a reasonable service unto God as a believer. Family, if you have your Bibles, let's go to his word, the word of God. We're going to 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and 8. We should know this by heart. The cheerful giver. He says, but I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap. Each one give as he purposes in his heart. In his heart. You got to repeat that. In his heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance of every good work. Praise be to God. That's his reading, family. That's the word of God out of 2 Corinthians 9, 6-8. Just read that. A cheerful giver. God don't want us to be a giver like we have to. No, you give from your heart. I always say, am I a giver because I guess I have to do it? Am I a pretentious? Am I a pretentious giver? Am I a prompted giver? Prompted. I have to be told to give. Am I a grudgingly giver? I guess I got to give. No. Am I a giver that follows the lead of the Holy Spirit? The lead of the Holy Spirit, our help. Our helper that tells us, the helper will tell us when to, how to, and how much to give. Follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. We got to just praise God. Am I a giver that decides on my own what I'm going to give, or am I following the Holy Spirit? Sometimes, family, it makes us go, check. That's checking ourselves. When we think about the definition of giving, giving is our ongoing lifestyle as a believer in Christ Jesus. Process of providing love or emotional support. The act of caring. You know, I did nursing for many years, and that was my passion because I love to care and see people being healed, to see that, the goodness. But praise be to God. We're talking about am I a giver? The act of caring. And when we look at the biblical meaning of giving, our giving is to be done proportionately, meaning we give according to what God has given us. Thank you. When our Father has blessed us, and are we giving and blessing us? This is a self-examination. When he has blessed us exceeding and abundantly, are we giving and blessing us? Hallelujah. Our wonderful Father, the greatest giver of all, hallelujah, we have to just praise him. As the song says, hallelujah is the highest praise. Family, our giving as a believer, our giving is to be a priority as a child of God, our first fruit. A portion goes to God first, without a doubt. We shouldn't even hesitate. Again, proportionately, the more God gives us, the more we will be able to give. I always say, my beautiful family, no matter what we do, we come in this life with nothing. And we will leave here with nothing. And yes, we can leave something to our loved ones. That's the plan. God has all of our inheritance. But are we giving to those who may be in need now? Which may be include our loved ones. And I'm saying loved ones, but you know, all of us are my loved ones. You all are my loved ones. He said, when I am loving others as I love myself, self-examination process. How does God see? Does our behavior resemble Christ? And family, we are to give sacrificially. Some of us going to struggle with that one. That $1 out of 10, that $1 out of 10 that makes 10%, it's okay to admit to God, I need help, Lord. And it's okay to call on the Holy Spirit that we need more help in our giving ministry. Every believer has a ministry of giving. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And family, we know that God loves a cheerful giver. We should have no problem. God loves us, and we love him. Our giving is all for his glory. I take that. I love what my mentor, our very own pastor, over our Now Network broadcast that we're on tonight. I love him and his Now. He is one of the biggest freely giver persons. You know, because when we say, we give and we not taking nothing for ourselves. Because God provides us. We know he provides us all our needs. We can always give a helping hand. We can always have patient ears. Patient ears to listen. We can always pray and into giving of ourselves as a believer. People always think that giving is monetary. You talk about giving people things, money, son. But giving, there may be times when money is needed to assist others in need. Anyone going through a difficult time, we've all had some difficult times too. Am I right? Yes. Praise be to God. All we must do is remember, it's not what we do, it's how we do. Giving can be as small as a toothbrush. Giving a person a brand new toothbrush brings joy to them. Giving them a pair of socks. We can give them a value hamburger. Giving them a bottle of water. We just have to let our spirits give cheerfully. Amen. Cheerfully, not grudgingly. Following the example of Father God, he gave Jesus for us his best. His one and only. Always say, my God. He has given us everything we own. Everything we own. From the clothes on our back right now, those in the closet. From the shoes on our feet. From the food we eat, from the bed we sleep in, to the housing that houses us, provided us, the transportation that gets us around. Our great God Almighty, hallelujah, Jesus, bless him, thank him. He has given us the greatest gift that can never be matched. He has given us Jesus. We owe him that much that we must give to others. Amen? Give to others, and not just give, but freely. Freely give with a pure heart. Thank you, Jesus. If we are a member of our church, your church, local church, congregation, you showed up, you're going there, we should be giving cheerfully. Our pastor shouldn't have to remind us of our tithe, of our seeds and our offerings. Sowing where we are growing. Sowing where we are growing to keep us in right standing in our relationships with God. Thank you, Jesus. In our relationships with God. Sowing where we are growing. I'm going to share again how our big mama, she loved her God, our God, so much with all her heart, mind, and soul, and strength. She would be on vacation with our parents and us, traveling by motorhome to Louisiana during Christmas vacation, Christmas holiday. On Christmas Eve, Big Mama had two envelopes stuffed, the white one with her tithes for January coming up the following week. And she had a pink envelope with her love offering to her pastor. She got a manila envelope. She put the bunny filled envelopes in a Happy New Year's card and asked our parents to take her to the post office in Sweetport, Louisiana. She said, I got to send my offerings to the church. She said, I can't be late because he's an on-time God. Thank you, Jesus. Big Mom, rest in heaven. Rest in heaven. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Family, let us speak of some ways of giving. Amen. Our tithe, this is one many believers in Christ Jesus. Now, we got to get the non-believers to believe, but believers in Christ Jesus struggle with. Why? I have no idea. But it all belongs to God. Our tithe is not our offering. Say it again. Our tithe is not our offering. We can turn our Bibles to Leviticus 27 and 30. And it reads, and all the tithes of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. It all belongs to him. We can't take no credit. It all belongs to God. Glory, hallelujah. Tithes are to be given first. Anything after that belongs to God also. And what we do with is known by God. We look around us, our land, fruit, food supply, our tithes are us giving thanks to God. When we tithe, it's giving thanks to God for all his blessings that he's constantly giving free. Thanking him for remembering that it all belongs to him. And what we do with it, it's not our business, but it's his business. Being about God's business. Amen. Praise be to God. Family, tithing is mentioned several times in the Word of God. One of the first mentionings was King 18:20. This is Abraham and Melchizedek. When they was at war, Abraham was born to get his nephew Lot. Verse 18 in Genesis 14 says, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. Verse 19, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 20, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Praise be to God. Always say all victory to God. Abraham was able to get his nephew out. And he was, and Melchizedek blessed him for it. And Abraham gave tithings to God. Family, we are giving our tithes, a portion of our income. We have to say, let us not forget to offer as we're giving tithes, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus. All of them, family, go hand in hand. We can't practice one and neglect the other. Amen. Giving our offering and tithes, they're different. And it's, giving our offering and seeds. Let me correct that. Giving our offering and seeds, they're different and separate from our tithes. Tithes are the requirement amount. Our offerings are free will giving. And it's up to us how much we want to give. Spirit-led. Again, everything is spirit-led. When we decrease, he increases. The Holy Spirit will lead us in everything we do. Amen. The more we give, the more we will receive. Again, family, let's go to the Word of God. We're going to Luke 6:38. Your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, go with me. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. He said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Praise be to God. Sometimes we just have to throw our hands up and say, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to you, sweetheart. Give what we can from our hearts. Again, I'm going to say it again. Give what we can from our hearts. Because honestly, there was a time, and Pastor E knows, there was a time when I was so $1, $2, $3. God searches our heart. God gives the increase. And it wasn't monetary, but the Lord right then, he gave me peace. Again, beautiful family, I say, giving is not always monetary. When we give, we can offer our help to assist us some kind of a way. They say sometimes a closed mouth won't be fed. Some people don't have that in them to ask. Sometimes you have to say, how may I help? Some of us may need to thin out, speaking to myself, thin out some closets and some dresses. And when we say giving to others, it's not written in red letters that it has to be brand new. Items gently used in good repair, and it will be new to someone who may have a need now. Thank you, Jesus. We never know. Thank you, Jesus. And family, when we give in love. We give in love and we give in humility. We don't do it to be seen publicly. No, no. We don't do that. God searches our hearts and he rewards us. I always thank him all the time for the peace that I have with him. That's why I get on here, hallelujah, Jesus. The peace that I have within that I didn't have. Thank him that he has made me a giver. A giver, even before I was a sold-out believer in him, saying yes to his will, yes to his way, and yes to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thankful. Operating in the spirit of thankfulness. Praise be to God. Also, family, knowing, we have to know. Knowing where we are sowing our seeds also. Knowing we are sowing them on good ground. His word reminds us, you have your word of God out, our Bibles again, our sword. We're going to 1 Corinthians 9 and 11. His word reminds us that if we sow spiritual things for you, it is great thing that if we reap your material things. I didn't say it, the word of God said. Praise be to God. Our source of our spiritual food should receive our seeds and offerings, sowing where we are growing. If we are growing under the leadership of our Dr. Hamilton, Pastor E, as we know, our Now Network family, our Wake Up to Get Up and Move in Our Purpose family, our Now Church California, we can freely sow. Again, I'm going to say, freely sow at Money Sign, the Now Church Cali. Money Sign, the Now Church Cali. Our Money Sign, PSTR2K1. And when we sow, this is all to the kingdom of God, for his glory, not for our glory, for the glory of God, to reach the lost and unsaved. Praise be to God. To reach the lost and unsaved, because we know we was once there. When we opened our eyes and he got us out of the darkness and the light came on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And family, we have to say, you know, we're getting towards the end of the year. We finish it strong, and as we cross over to the new year, new things come about. So we have to remember, let us not forget our first fruit, beautiful family. Some of us will be getting the new year with an increase. We have an increase of our income. If you're retired, you might have an increase in your retirement. You may have an increase in your job, and maybe annually in January. Do the math. We have to do the math because the Father should receive that increase too. First, before we stop, it's first fruit. Before we start shopping, before we start issuing our funds. And a reference to that, family, in our Word of God is Deuteronomy 14:22. It talks about tithing principles. It says, you shall tithe all the increase of your gain that the field produces year by year. Last year might have been bad, but this year is going to be good. So that's an increase. Praise be to God. Family, we wouldn't be surprised. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised at how many, even as believers, try to rob God. We won't have that problem. We won't have that problem trying to rob God. We live our lives lining up in his word because we believe in him. We believe and trust God, every word of his word, that he will make a way out of no way. Well, we couldn't see the way. Praise be to God. I am a believer. He loves a cheerful giver, one that gives because I want to. Not the one that gives because I guess I have to. And if that's the later, we might have to keep that seed offering because it was tainted with our bad thoughts. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Family, a giver gives, and it comes naturally. There's no hesitation. A giver gives in faith in Jesus. Faith in God, because we know He will take care of us. He takes care of the birds. Oh, we have to ask ourselves, are we not worth more in the sight of God as the birds? He takes care of the birds. He has made us, gave us dominion over things of the world. Praise be to God. Our love, our God loves a cheerful giver. A giver does not give because of the scripture. A giver takes on the loving, I always say the loving compassion, DNA of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The bigger giver of all. Thank you, Jesus. Family, any and all new blessings count as our first fruit. And another family, another giving family, is what we do in our outreach ministry with Pastor E and the P2P Community Development Outreach Center. It's called almsgiving. Almsgiving. Almsgiving is, they said, practice of giving money or food to the poor people. I don't say poor. I say the people that's less fortunate. Some of us have been less fortunate. We fall on our luck. Benevolence is a form of almsgiving, and it was encouraged. Almsgiving is for his kingdom. Having compassion and empathy leads us to freely give to those less fortunate. And everyone out there, when we freely give, everyone out there not homeless, but in need of assistance. Some are merely getting by paying household expense bills right now. We know everything, inflation is up. I always say, Lord, are we in an unannounced recession? But we can continue to give because we trust God with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. But he teaches us to spend wisely, making everything he provides for us count. Amen. We give from our hearts generously as the Father allows. Amen. There are many ways of giving, family. We can donate to the church. They are always open to receive food, clothing, and cash. Almsgiving, A-L-M-S giving. Almsgiving are done discreetly, in secret, maintaining humility and dignity. We take no credit. It's all for God's glory. We have no bragging rights. Oh, I did this. No. God did it within us. Can all help and assist them with our purest intentions and right motivations when giving. We have to let our hearts be pure when doing selfless. This is selfless acts. And our Heavenly Father will bestow on us blessings upon blessings. Always saying, I'm going to say it again, thank you, Jesus, for my peace. He is my peace, hallelujah, and I can't help but praise. Family, we have to remember, can give like our God. Amen. Praise be to God. Family, at this time, that ends my session. Well, what's the word? Our word on self-examining ourselves. Am I a giver? Those are four words the Lord gave. Am I a giver? Am I a giver means, am I giving, not expecting nothing? Am I giving with wrong intentions, or I'm giving for the glory of God? Am I giving to assist somebody? Am I giving benevolence, caring? Am I giving in compassion? Am I giving ungrudgingly? Freely. That's freely giving. Praise be to God. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves and examine ourselves. When was the last time we gave something away freely? I mean freely. When was the last time you offered somebody something free? I mean, right now we know we're in times where people are doing, it's hard times we're living in, they end times we're living in. And people don't know, they don't even know to look up. There cometh their help. When was the last time you gave a person a kind word? A kind word can stop a person from suicide. When was the last time? I mean, sometimes you don't have to be out there. It can be just down your street, across your wall, somewhere. Say, be kind. Kindness doesn't cost a thing. Giving doesn't cost a thing. Again, I said, it's not always monetary. You can give a kind word. Sometimes you may ask, some people walk around, even as believers, don't even want to say good morning. Everything God does is good. If he woke you up, it's good. It should be a good morning. Always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice in it. Rejoice over the world's circumstances. Rejoice over my circumstances and be so glad. Be glad because I can look up and thank you. And in the name of Jesus, it calms your spirit. We can be givers of giving somebody their hope in share the word of God. Some people need to know. Let them come out of darkness. We don't let people just stumble in darkness. We see the light. Share your light. Let your light shine so bright to bring somebody else out of darkness. Stop being selfish. And I'm speaking to us as believers. Jesus is to be shared. He's not to be bottled. He's not us personally. He came for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Don't point fingers. Don't pass no judgment. He tells us all we're supposed to do is love. Only God can judge us. Thank you, Jesus. And we all have to pay an account. Time comes, we all have to go before the judgment sheet. What you did, what you gave, what you didn't give, what you should have gave, what you thought in your mind, oh, I'm not giving that. Oh, believe me, Lord knows. Praise be God. He said, let this mind be in us, which is also Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, family, we just have to lift our hands and say hallelujah. Thank him over the good and thank him over the bad. Thank him for the trials and tribulations that got us back to him. Thank him for the trials that open our eyes. Thank him, but let us not just in the light. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the people, Father, you have put in my life. As I was stumbling in the darkness and kept making mistakes, Father, perishing for lack of knowledge. Lord Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you, love you, and honor you. I give you all the praise. Hallelujah. All the praise and honor belongs to you. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ooh, I tell you, family, the word of God, him and his word, it just brings you joy. It releases some things. They say, endorphins, it releases some things you might have in your body. You might have some toxins you need released. It releases it. I mean, when you sneeze, it releases it. Just calling on this. Just sitting down, spending time with you. Just God and I, him and you. Just spending time. Set aside time. Set aside time because we all need something the Lord needs to work in and purge out in. And I think because I'm a constant work in progress. And I thank you for never leaving me or forsaking. I thank you for the people. I'm telling you, the people that he keeps people in your path to keep you accountable. Oh, yeah, we as long as we're in this fleshly body, we're going to battle spirit and flesh. But if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, hallelujah. He said, the devil will rebuke him and he will flee. I praise him. Feel him trying to crawl up in my flesh, and nah, you can't give me in no fleshly ways. I rebuke you in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God. I always say, Lord, I know when you came in my life at that time and the lights came on, it was for your reason, your purpose, and your time. Because not my mama, my sister, nobody, but through his word. And we always say, you can't change nobody. The change we want to see begins within us. Lord, change me. Change, purge out in me what's not pleasing in your sight. We can hide things with somebody else, but we come naked and not ashamed in front of God. He sees us all. He knows the real us. He knows when I'm ready to tick. He knows when I have my mood. He knows when I need to shut down, I need to open his word and just say, take hold of me, Lord. Calm me. Calm my spirit. Just divide me. Shut off the word. Praise be to God, family. A mighty God we serve. And they say, who wouldn't serve a God like this? If you're not serving him, something wrong with you. You better get on board now because tomorrow might be too late. Getting off this line might be too late. You better say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I praise God. We can't ride on our mamas and our grandmothers' coattails no longer. Like I said, my grandmother, Noli B, she was the biggest tither, biggest giver, because she had her faith in God. Not faith in her husband, not faith in her kids, not faith in the world, but her faith in God. Oh, Jesus. Faith in God. Have you ever been alone with him to know and hear from him, hear his voice? When you was doing something wrong and he took hold of you? Oh, yes. That's like our Damascus Road experience. We all have to have that Apostle Paul from Saul to Paul experience when the lights come on and we hear the voice of the Lord talking to us, pulling us out so we don't go to the pits of hell. I thank him. I can't help but thank him. Family, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Father, the word that stands forever. Thank you for Jesus, for you being the same yesterday, today, and forever. We just thank you, Father, for your unmerited grace and faith in the mighty name. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Dr. Edward Hamilton, who's over this Now Network line, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise be to God for his goodness. I'm looking at this
platform. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You made me sow a seed.
Hey, hallelujah. Freely. Did you sow it freely?
Free. It was with a big smile on my face.
That's it, Pastor, because you know the Lord knows us and he knows. We can't be pretentious. We can't be with no expectations. Like we give, when we give, we expect nothing. You know, we give to help
his kingdom. That's right.
And for, I praise God, you know, thank him because I thank him for the people that gave to me. Even if it wasn't monetary, it was just a word, a kind word.
Right.
Just, you know, giving and sowing it to me, sowing the ministry every day. I thank him for you, you know, cause as you freely give to us so that we can grow our relationship.
Amen, amen. Well, bless you. The awesome word tonight, and you motivated me. So I know you sparked others in their area. So much, you know. And what's the thing about it is that the giving part is not monetary. It's a spirit, and it's being willing to just freely give and to know
freely.
That God has you regardless to what your needs are. God is always going to show up for you, and.
Amen.
And he is good, and he's very merciful.
All
so, amen.
Time.
Bless the Lord. If you're out there and you want to chime in to this evening with Pastor Terry, go ahead, dial 1. We'll bring you into the queue, give you an opportunity to comment, ask a question, or you may just need prayer. And Pat, her or myself could definitely do that for you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia Valentine,
praise
you're live
yeah.
on Women Speak Now.
Good evening.
Good evening, Evangelist. Praise God.
Good
for
evening,
you.
Edward E. Hampton.
Good evening, Evangelist Virginia. How are you?
I'm blessed on praise. Amen.
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 Blessed to be
Dr.
a blessing.
I got on a little late and I missed a lot of what you were saying, but what I did hear and what I did receive in my spirit was awesome. And I want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. Keep letting God use
praise
you.
God.
And I love that scripture where he said, my good and faithful servant. One day
yes,
you're going to hear that, my good and faithful servant. Well done.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And one more thing. Almost at the end of your sermon, you said, Jesus is the same. Yesterday.
Today.
Today.
Yes.
And forever.
Uh-huh.
And you know why I brought that up? Because I am so glad that he is the same.
Hallelujah.
Today, yesterday, and forever. Because, you know, we don't say the same. We change it. People change.
That's right.
Money changes and things act strange. But God stays the same.
Yes, sir.
And Malachi, he said,
yes,
I change it not.
That's right.
He said in the book of Malachi, I change it not. God don't change. We change.
Amen. The change I want to see must first begin in me. Hallelujah.
Begin in me. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Always saying that. And I tell you, that was I loved that when you said that. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm serving a
yes,
God
indeed.
That is forever. Don't change.
Yes, indeed.
And
yes,
we don't
indeed.
Need to change either, but some of us do. And I thank
yes.
God for you, my son, for an awesome word. I praise him for you, and I want to say I love you.
Well, love you, too. All glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, too, for all your love and support, Evangelist.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Well,
praise
I believe,
him.
Pastor Terry, that's there's many here today. I know online I'm looking in the scale. You can never tell how many to give you a number until after the show, but the scale is very high, so our online participation is there.
Amen.
And our queue is basically full, but I think everyone has been blessed tonight and just want to just be blessed by you as you pray us out of here. So thank you again for
Amen.
Encouraging us.
Amen. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to you that as we leave here, that we receive in our spirit, that giving makes us feel happier, Father, that giving makes us feel healthier, Father, that giving gives us a social connection that expands our territory, Father, as giving evokes us with our hearts full of gratitude, Father. Giving, Father, I pray in your mighty name, Jesus, Son, that it becomes contagious, that we give, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And I pray, Father, as this week approach our holiday season, Father, that we just don't give for the holiday season as Christmas and Thanksgiving comes, but giving should be within our spirit at all times through your Son, Jesus Christ's almighty name. I release my prayers to you, Father. Amen. Praise him. Hallelujah.